On another Sunday podcast breakdown. What's good, my people? Yeah, we're gonna get into some things today, and I'm gonna show you how dangerous this world is, you know, when you look at it from certain perspective, because we are living in the same earth. But if you notice, the blind sheep see something different from what you see, because they could never process what's going on around them and see what the government people and the devil people doing to them right here on this earth. We're going to get into some things, and we're going to talk about cancer for the most part. What causes it? And I'm going to show you they never can prove that cancer is something naturally happening to the human being. But yes, they can show you chemicals and things that they put together that cause cancer. And the people still wouldn't understand what's going on. We're going to get into this starting out right here. Are we going to give it a boot? Let's make it run.
Well, it's often recognized as a smoker's disease, but the CDC says up to 40,000 lung cancers each year are diagnosed in people who either never smoked or in some cases were light smokers.
Yeah, because this is what they tell you from day one. Remember, they bring cigarette to the table, a deadly nicotine, supposedly substance, and tell you, look, yes, it can cause cancer, but you're addicted to it. They tell you these things. They put it on the box and everything, that this can cause cancer. But the people will still take it in. Why? Because they're now addicted to it. So you have to understand. But those are not the only things that give you cancer. It lurks in around you, like I mention all the time. They place it all around you so you can't miss it. Again,
well, researchers do believe secondhand smoke is leading as the contributor to this. There's also
they mentioned secondhand smoke because, yes, they tell people, yes, you smoking the cigarette is dangerous for you. But it more dangerous for the next person who inhale it that's not smoking it. Yes, I don't believe that. It do the same damage to anybody who inhale it, period. Listen.
Factor that may be making people sick. For CBS Miami,
go back.
Contributor to this, there is also another factor that may be making people sick.
Maybe.
For CBS Miami, Mandy Gaither exposes the hidden cancer danger that may be lurking in your home and how you can find it.
There's a lot of hidden cancer danger, as they mentioned. Let's see if they're gonna point one out. Let's watch. Come on.
In 2018, Chastity Harney was at school when this teacher says she felt a sharp pain in her chest.
When I took a deep breath in, it was excruciating.
The pain was better the next day, but Harney's doctor scheduled a CT scan. She says the results were shocking.
When I walked in her office, there was a chair pulled out and a box of tissues
And don't worry about it. This is going to happen more and more, way more often than you see it happening now. In the future, it's coming. You have to understand, these are the new times. Just get used to these things happening to the masses right at your damn doorstep. Pay attention.
Thinking, okay. And she said, there's no easy way to tell you this, but you have two pretty good size tumors, mass on your left lung.
Harney was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer.
Stage 4 lung cancer, and a lot of that been happening now since they have the mass vaccination. You have to understand that, because it's deadly chemical cause cancer. Nothing else, people. 100% in.
As she's never smoked. Her doctors suspect it was caused by a radioactive gas called radon that can seep into homes and buildings through the soil.
Pay attention, people. You hear what they're telling you? Is they putting you up on something else? Something new? Pay attention, people. It's coming from the soil? Let's go back again. Listen.
Diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, but she says she's never smoked. Her doctors suspect it was caused by a radioactive gas called radon.
Radioactive gas called radon, and is seeking to what?
Into homes and buildings through the soil.
To the soil? Is seeking to homes and buildings through the soil? What does that mean, people? How did it get in the soil? Is this real, or did cancer-causing chemical come to be in the soil? Let's listen.
I had no idea what radon was. I never heard radon before.
Researchers estimate nearly 3,000 lung cancer cases in the U.S. are linked to radon.
So there you go, people. Radon is a new thing now. Yes, 3,000, which is according. Yes, 3,000 cancer cases lead back to that. And how did they know these things, people? Because they're the one who put it on the table to do exactly what it's doing. But they're playing the good guys, so they will come and tell you, look, we found it. You don't understand. It's all by design, people. You can't live here without these things plaguing you on this side of the earth. That's why they do it.
Have lungs, you can get lung cancer.
Hardy's Dr. David Carbone with the Ohio State University Comprehensive Cancer Center says it's important to test for radon in your home.
There you go.
Can get a kit from a state radon office.
Radon. Is this a joke, people? So now they're setting up, you can set up a radon detector now to detect that supposedly radon that caused cancer in your home. Pay attention. They say it's in your home. And now they find a way to detect it. Pay attention.
A qualified radon tester or buy a kit from a hardware store.
The EPA recommends for sure mitigating to a level below 4 picocuries.
Go back.
So the EPA recommends for sure mitigating to a level below 4 picocuries.
So you see, people, I never miss. I tell you the same thing every time I show you one of these videos. The EPA supposedly approved certain amount of the supposedly chemical, the poison that you're taking in. They're just going to make sure you don't take in past the limit that they supposedly set. Is that real? What's going on here, people? How many poison did the EPA approving for you? This is a joke. Every section they approve a little level of this deadly chemical in your body. What going to happen to you when it overwhelm you? All these different chemicals that the EPA allow you to get us some in your body. What gonna happen when all those chemicals combine? Get the hell out of here.
But they suggest below 2.
If you have symptoms like chronic cough or shortness of breath,
listen, people, it come back to the same thing now. Coughing and shortening of breath. So pay attention. That's what gonna lurk you, or basically alert you that the damn, you know, cancer is lurking. Pay attention here. Listen.
And talk to a doctor. Arnie says she was given 6 months to live.
But 6 months is according. And yes, who is these people talking about? They give you 6 months to live. They're playing God on earth. And like I say, you go to them to save you because they're playing God. Do you get it? And yes, they give you 9 months to live or 6 months to live. Yes, they're playing God and you're right here on earth.
Targeted therapy, she's beaten the odds, surviving this incurable disease for years.
My journey's not over yet and God continues to use me.
For Health Minute,
I'm going to tell you this, people, before we go any further in this video. You can't beat cancer and be the same. You can't go back to normal beating on cancer. Remember, the only way you can beat cancer if they kill your cells, the ones that the cancer take over. So listen to me, with dead cells, you're never healthy. Do you know that dead cell is what causes HIV? Dead cell causes dead immunity. Do you know that? Weak immunity, all. You can't basically survive on this earth without a strong immune system. They're destroying that. And like I say, if you have cancer and they tell you you beat it, meaning that now your cells is now dead. Majority of your cells is now dead. You have to live without it. What gonna happen? You're prone to catch viruses and diseases and anything else that they got out there for the masses. And they're basically telling you right here what gonna happen to you, because the EPA approved certain amount of this supposedly, you know, radon in your damn body. Bam.
Changing gears to a fun one, Morgan. Listen, food marketers have changed
their... Look at this right here, people. You see what it say over the side? Hold on. You see what it say over the side? Smarter snacking. You believe that? Remember, snacking is what you eat out of a plastic bag. Processed food, people. And this is how they give the masses a lot of sickness in this earth, cancer and all. You eating those processed food. 100% poison. They're feeding the masses right here. Listen.
Over the years, to appeal to every new generation. Well, now, as Gen Zers adjust to the...
Hear what they said? Gen Zers. What is they talking about? The last generation, period. Why did they call them Gen Z? It's done. There ain't no other generation after this. Not coming from here. Do you understand that? Yes, so Gen Z meaning everything is done. That's the last generation right there in your damn face. And pay attention to what they're going to teach them and how they're going to mold them for the end times. right here. Listen.
Realities of adulthood. Brands are tapping into the powerful tool of nostalgia marketing. Take a look.
Listen, people, marketing. Pay attention here. Pay attention as they show you the legs right there. Don't be dumb. I told you these are what cause the masses to sick and break down. And you see how they put it, how they put it and bring it to you? Yes, nice and easy on TV. And you're gonna buy in. You know no other way. They know how to program your subconscious into getting into these things right here. That's why they call it a commercial on TV. Pay attention here.
60 years ago, food was marketed.
60 years, and pay attention. They even have the devil right there. Somebody with the devil horns on selling you the legs potato chips. I remember I already told you it got nothing to do with potato. I know I say that too many times. I talk to people all the time about it. And because they eat these shits right here, they won't believe it. They think it's real potato because the bag say potato. I already show you it make. Okay, so they don't use potato to make it. They use potato flakes. What is potato flakes? Something they create in a lab using chemical. 100% in.
As irresistible.
Bet you can eat.
Take a look, people. How could you do this? You show the masses and a figure right there with some arms and the head and all, and it comes to sell you a chip. What that mean, people? They basically was telling you plain and straight that it's the devil selling you the food. What kind of image that that person dress up like? What images you know that is? What image is that, people? The devil. That's what they show you in this world as the devil. And the devil come and sell you the devil food, the devil product. And you consume it. So don't wonder why the mass is in shambles, sickness and all. It's because of these food that they're serving up and everything else they have surround us.
Turn of the century, ads became more health-focused.
You hear that? It becomes more health-focused because now the food start killing the masses. The food start breaking your body down and it's plain for the eyes to see. So later on now, what they have to do? Sell you the food as good and healthy for you. What a joke. Remember, I already told you that's what food's supposed to do in the land where we came from. Human being origin. Over here, it do the opposite. Instead of the food build you up, it breaks you down, people. That's why they create these fake food to poison and break the masses down. Now pay attention. Now they're gonna sell you the same damn food in the name of health. Do you get it? Pay attention.
I'm here to bring back the joy of snacking with 100 calorie packs.
There you go, 100 calorie packs. And you see what they pull out? Pay attention.
Joy of snacking with 100 calorie.
Take a look at that, people. It's Oreos. Do you see that right there, people? So listen, it's the same damn shit in the pack. But now they tell you how much calories it got. Yeah, it's got 100 calories. So there you go. Now you can eat it and don't feel bad. You see how they fool you, people? That's why we have so many sick people here. Because they buy into all of these things. Remember, they come with a sale pitch. That's what they call a commercial.
And now for Gen Z, advertisers are taking a different approach. What are some food preferences for Gen Z?
They like fun foods.
Listen, watch this retard right here, people. Look at him. He got no neck, just a head. And you see the shoulders right there. I don't know what to call it. But pay attention here, people. Fun foods, the Gen Zs, they like fun foods. Remember, it's the destruction they're leading them to. So yes, the fun food is the poisonous food nowadays. That's why the last generation gonna suck it up.
Colorful foods.
Colorful food, and pay attention right here. I just did a clip on my last podcast, or I don't remember if it was the Thursday podcast I did, and I talk about these supposedly flaming hot Cheetos and all of these flavored food they got for the masses. It's fakery, people. None of it made from nothing real. You hear me or not? The cheese that they tell you is on this is no cheese, people. The spice, the pepper, no pepper. All chemical, people. Chemical, they turn into powder to give you these fake food, people. You trust Doritos? It's sort of like don't eat those. Don't fuck with these things. I already told you. These are how they get the masses to break down in the satanic earth. They tell you what to eat. They tell you how to eat. They tell you what's healthy.
Gen Zers focusing on foods that are not only social media worthy.
There you go. Not Not only social media worthy, remember they live their life off social media, something the government control, and trick them enough to let them believe that they own it, they control it, and they're the one who they make it for. You don't get it, people. It's for the masses. Demise is for the destruction of the masses. They're teaching you how to live for the end time.
In a sense of comfort way. With childhood snacks there you go. Like goldfish following.
There you go, people. Goldfish. Are you kidding me? What make it up, people? What make up the goldfish? You don't get it. It's something to poison the masses. And like I said, they know how to get to your brain. They have to show the supposed food that you're going to eat as a character. Just like the M&M character and all of these. They show bacon dancing around, something that you're going to eat. But they show you in a live form on TV to make you more interested in it. Look, the goldfish got on a sunglass. Do you get it or not? And they're trying to tell you that it's baked, it not fry. But they call it goldfish, people. You don't get it. These are the foods that poison you right here on Earth. 100% in. These contain the poisonous chemical, and they call it fun food. So you have fun eating the poison.
And Zers into adulthood.
Goldfish.
Look at this one. They give you these weird commercials with these weird characters that they give you playing ball. All of a sudden, they can sell you a goldfish in a package. What a damn joke. Pay attention to them.
Sure. Right.
Advertisers targeting Gen Z with a trip down memory lane.
Wow. They're targeting the Gen Zs with a trip down memory lane. What a joke, people. They're playing with you. Like I tell you, they teach you how to live here. You don't get it. There go the legs again. And I already tell you, it got nothing to do with potato. Wow.
Brings back so many good memories.
Like in Lay's 2022 Super Bowl campaign featuring Paul Rudd and Seth Rogen.
There you go, people.
Nostalgia marketing works so well because it brings a consumer back to a point in their lives that they probably thought they were happier.
Are you telling us that it's Gen Z? You're telling us that Gen Z are attracted to these things, that you're bringing them back into a time. This is bullshit. Like I say, if you follow TV, you're done with. They're the one who teach you how to live, how to eat and everything for your destruction. Bam.
Scientists have discovered a surprising phenomenon in some common bacteria.
These bugs
are attracted to human blood.
Listen, people, they're talking about another bacteria again. This one attracted to human being blood. So pay attention to where they're going to take you right here. Like I tell you, they're prepping up this devil earth to be hell. That's exactly where you're living. Listen.
This newfound ability called bacterial vampirism helps explain how these bacteria, which usually cause food poisoning, can sometimes travel from the gut to the bloodstream and become deadly.
Listen to this right here, people.
Story to know if you should be worried about it.
And pay attention. Look what they're showing you right here. Listen to me, people. They can't show you these things if they want to be real. Do you get it? When they're talking about something real, they can't show you these things and you still believe it as real. All of this is computer graphics. Nothing real about it. Where the fuck did they get this thing from to show you, to call it a bacteria? It's dumb. 100% in.
Something sinister is lurking in the microscopic world.
Of course, it's the microscopic world because they can't see it without a microscopic, supposedly glasses or something. They have to look at it microscopically. They can't see it with the naked eyes, and you see what they show you? Listen.
Researchers have uncovered a disturbing new trait. Among common bacteria like Salmonella and E. coli, these bacteria seem to have the ability to detect and feast upon human blood.
Listen, people, it's feasting on human being blood. You see what it just say, people? They're the discovery of vampire bacteria. Do you see that? And don't worry about it. They've been trying to push this in your head long time as far as vampirism and all. Remember, I already told you the modern day vampires is the ones who are running us. The reptilians, whatever you want to call them, the fallen ones, they actually feed on the human being blood. That's what you need to understand. So pay attention here. I'm talking about vampires. And I already told you, they're after your blood. Listen.
Earning them the unnerving moniker of vampire bacteria.
Vampire bacteria.
This newfound ability of bacterial vampirism explains how these bacteria that usually causes food poisoning sometimes become...
Take a look, people. Look at the bacteria. They know what it look like to show you on TV on a screen. You believe it, people? So the bacteria used to cause food poisoning, and now it's starting to get deadlier. Are you kidding me? Now it feeding on your blood? Listen.
By traveling from the gut look to the this. Bloodstream.
Uh-huh.
So how does the blood drinking work take place? To the bloodstream. So how does the blood drinking work take place?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it starts with a seemingly innocuous cut or breach in the digestive system. The vampire bacteria sense the presence of blood and are drawn to the nutritious liquid part of the blood, called the serum, swarming towards the source. Once they infiltrate the circulatory system...
Where they get these things from that they're showing you, people, you really believe that what they're showing you right here on screen is accurate? What the fuck they're talking about? Wow, unbelievable. Listen.
The stage is set for a potentially deadly invasion. Researchers at Washington State University identified the newfound threat with meticulous observation and high-powered microscopy. They've also documented the bacteria's uncanny ability to detect the smallest traces of blood.
People, the bacteria searching for blood. It can detect the smallest trace of blood. And then I guess that's why they call it vampire, because it's searching for your blood. What kind of world you live in, people? Like I tell you, the end times, they're cooking up hell here. We shouldn't stay around until it becomes hell, people. We have to find a way out. No lie, no doubt about it. We have to get out of here. This is not the place for the human beings who are awake. If you were supposed to be sleeping sheep, you can be sitting ducks in here and make them play these games on you, leading you up to your end times right here. And like I mentioned, you die in here, you lose your soul, period. That's the reason why you got to get out. Bam.
We have a warning about a popular laundry pod many people use to wash their clothes.
Listen.
So Procter & Gamble just recalled more than 8 million packages of its liquid laundry detergent pod.
Listen, people, and for the people who never know or heard about Procter & Gamble, one of the biggest devil company right here serving you up products. The people just sleep. They've been exposed from back in the days and they're still on. You better wake your ass up. These are the devil companies that feeding us. So don't ask why we sick, why we have complication, why we dried up and die. These are the people feeding you, the devils of this earth. Listen.
They say a bag defect makes them easier for kids to get into, and they're extremely poisonous.
Listen.
Which is why...
You hear that, people? They supposed to be Tide pads, those washing pads, they're poisonous. Why is it gotta be poison for the human being body, but you're giving the human being to play around with? Why? Why would you give me poison to carry into my home? Why? Is that real? Like I say, people, they can't avoid it. That's all they have for us. Everything they have contains poison. You've seen it with your own eyes. Everything they serve you up contains some kind of cancer-causing material. Something that's going to sick you, something that's going to harm your body. Is that a coincidence? Still you believe that? Wow, listen.
Now a safety concern. Some of the flexible, child-resistant bags of Procter & Gamble's liquid laundry detergent pod...
Listen, people, and take a look at this right here, people. We mentioned the Tide pads, and guess what? They're the same Procter & Gamble, like I don't tell you. Is only the devil people serving you up in here. You see, regular people like me and you, we can't serve the people up, period. Come on now, people. You see me doing these videos and they ban me whatever chance they get if they find out that, look, he can reach out to a mass body of people. They will take down the video if it has some kind of significant meaning or something that gonna break through and let you understand some things. What the government people doing to you here? So pay attention to how many of these things, the Procter & Gamble horn, same devil people.
Can split open. open near the zipper. That's according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The recalled products were made between September 2023 and February of this year.
Take a listen.
And they were sold as Tide Pods, Gain Flings, Ace Pods, and Aerial Pods.
So how come all of them owned by Procter & Gamble? That's what I try to tell you, people. It's only a few companies they have, really. Only a few companies, the devil people, and they just branch them off, make another one right there, and all of them is the damn same. You have to understand, it's them alone serving you up in here. No regular people can serve you up shit. They have too many rules, regulations, and all laws set up for you can't feed the people. They're the one who have to feed us. They control how you live, how long you live here, and when you die. Period.
P&G says the product inside them is still safe to use, but they're voluntarily recalling a limit.
Yeah, because it's poison, but it's still safe to use. It's poisonous substance in it, but it's still safe to use. And your clothing, something that you're going to have on your body, you're going to get in your mouth and all, people. Clothing, wow, it's on your body 24/7. What's wrong here?
Number of laundry pack bags and then giving consumers a replacement. Mm-hmm. Consumer Reports first warned people about the severe danger surrounding laundry pods over a decade ago.
Over a decade ago, and instead of they stop them, they're making more. Instead of they stop them, people, more companies supposedly be coming out with the same pod. What is they doing, people? And tell you, look, you just need a little one for a whole, you know, laundry load of clothes. You just need one of these little packs and it's magical. All of these trickery they're giving you and these things is expensive. Pay attention here.
Poison control centers continue to receive thousands of calls related to laundry pod exposure.
And they won't take them off the table. And when you look take a look at them right there, people. These are the ones they say causing the trouble. They're making it, make it look like a CC right there for your code in 33. Don't be thinking it's a coincidence.
Look. Laundry pods, they're squishy, they're fun to touch, they're colorful, and they're look a lot like candy.
No, they don't look like no damn candy, people. What a damn joke for the masses. They know the youth will put any one of those little things in their mouth. You don't have to look like candy for say, I don't know no candy look like that and feel like that. But this is how they do the masses right here.
These characteristics make them super attractive to a child. Mm-hmm. And these pods use highly concentrated detergents, putting children and cognitively impaired adults at serious risk.
You see that, people? It put you at serious risk. They say it's concentrated. You don't get it. It's some wicked chemical they give us to use on anything. Everything that we do. Yes, they give us these deadly chemical to use. You don't get it, people. They do that shit on purpose. It's by design. That's how we have to stay altered in here. Listen.
More reports previously called on manufacturers to make detergent pods safer. They argued that outer packaging should meet federal standards for child-resistant packaging under the Poison Prevention Packaging Act.
Every manufacturer has a responsibility to use appropriate product packaging to keep kids safe and to ensure its packaging is truly...
Wow, so I'm going to ask you this, people. So first it show up on the Tide. The Tide come out with it and... Everybody say, oh, it's, you know, the kids getting on it and they end up eating it for candy and all of these supposedly drama come out. And what, people, they never stop. Just listen to what I'm saying here. They find out that making those things, the little Tide pod as they call it, they find that out that the youths will get a hold of it and eat it for candy. So guess what? Now you have other companies supposedly making the Tide pod, the same damn pads. They didn't stop, people. So listen, one company supposedly, I already told you all of them is Tide. But one company supposedly come out with it. They're getting all bad reviews, all of these negative things, and then all the other company follow suit in making the same damn thing that causing all these problems. This is a joke, like I tell you. This is a world stage. This is how they do it. These things have to happen.
Child resistance before it's in the homes of millions of consumers.
In its recall notice, the Consumer Product Safety Commission urged consumers to immediately secure their detergent packages out of children's reach and to also contact P&G for both a refund and replacement child-resistant bags to store those pods.
Of course, that will help.
So if you have kids younger than 6 years old or cognitively impaired adults living at home...
This is a joke, people. This is a joke. You should keep those things out of your home if it's that poison. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the solution is keep the kids and supposedly the adult that little bit off away from it. That's the solution, people. They can't take it off the table. Move. Pay attention here, people. Pay attention to what they're telling you right here about these Chinese products that you have in your home that actually poison. And I already told you what's going to happen. Wow, unbelievable that I can sit right here and tell you these things. I never miss. So yes, people, they're going to tell you all of these products that come from China that you have in your home actually poisoning you, actually sicking you. We're going to get to that and show you some things. Make it wrong.
Look at this. Can you believe it? In a hospital in Guiyang, a one-year-old girl was diagnosed with leukemia. Mm-hmm. Normally, most leukemia patients have a family history of the disease.
No, and that's 100% bullshit. But most leukemia people basically have it in their families. Bullshit. No cancer running no family, like I don't tell you. None of y'all can show us cancer come naturally. The only thing you can show us is some chemical that man may cause cancer. That's it. So how the hell you gonna come tie cancer to family member? It's dumb shit in a dumb world. Listen.
But the parents of the girl firmly stated that no one in their family had ever had
that makes
leukemia
a lot of sense.
After careful examination by doctors.
Look.
Family had ever had leukemia.
Mm-hmm. Take a look at this right here with the orange balloon. You put the balloon in there with the yacht. What happened? What happened right there? That shit made out of poison chemical, 100%. Even the damn sheets and shit that the baby's sleeping on. So you better wake your ass up. Pay attention
after
here.
After careful examination by doctors, it was discovered that the girl's leukemia was actually caused by imitation porcelain bowls.
You hear that, people? The leukemia cancer was causing that youth from these fake porcelain, they said. You hear what they just tell you? Okay. So, yes, with the dumb people on earth thinking that cancer is something generic following their family member, it's dumb. Only things that's around you, people, only man-made shit. Only man-made shit cause cancer. And it's not an accident. Wake up call.
In recent years, imitation porcelain bowls have become popular plastic tableware with attractive appearances and vibrant colors, making them popular among parents and children.
Mm-hmm. Make them popular amongst parents and children, and then bam, you want the Mickey Mouse in the plate, you want the Hello Kitty, all these pink stuff, and they look all good. Of course, they're poisonous, 100%. The paint that they used to paint it and all poisonous, and later on they tell you the plastic is poisonous and everything that you're taking in.
Many people couldn't believe that the common imitation porcelain bowls on the market actually contain toxic substances like formaldehyde and melatonin.
You know that, formaldehyde, and remember, those are things that they have in the things that you're taking in right here in America. Formaldehyde is in your water and all. It's in a lot of the food that you're taking in. Surprise. So listen, people. Every day they come out and mention cancer to the smart people. They're exposing themselves that they're the one who causes it. They control that shit here.
In recent days, a certain public welfare organization conducted tests on different imitation porcelain tableware purchased from 3 e-commerce platforms, and the results showed that formaldehyde exceeded the standard by up to 77 times.
Oh, it exceeds the standard, meaning they have a standard for that poison chemical. You can take in some, but you can't take in too much. What did I tell you, people? The world is a stage, and this is China. This is China, so it's the same operation in America. The EPA will tell you the same thing. They allow you to get certain amount of this deadly chemical in your body. How dare you take in too much? Listen.
And melamine exceeded the standard by up to 24 times.
Here we go.
So what harm can the excessive melamine and formaldehyde in inferior tableware bring to the human body? Melamine is an organic compound with slight toxicity. It is soluble not only in water, but also in acetic acid.
You see that? But listen to me, people. Listen to me what I'm saying here. All of these is wrong. Do you know that? All of these things is wrong. Remember, we are human beings. Like I mentioned, flesh, bones, tissues and all. The chemical not supposed to be near our body, period, people. I don't know how much people tell you that, how much people you're going to understand when they say it, if you're going to take it or not. But you have to listen to me. The chemical should stay far away, or the masses should stay far away from chemical. It should not mix with the human being body. Like I mentioned, blood, bones, tissues, and flesh, and all organs and everything. It's going to melt or going to be destroyed with these chemicals. Do you understand that or not? Why you think your organs them done dried up and mashed up? Why you think you need a new kidney? Why you think you need a heart? Why you need all of these filters in your body? Chemical damage, 100% in. You think they go tell you the real truth? Listen.
Hide methanol, etc. If the human body ingests it for a long time and in large quantities, it may damage the urinary system.
No, people. Hold on again. Go back and listen.
If the human body ingests it for a long time and in large quantities.
No. You don't have to ingest it for a long time in a large quantity. That's why they tell you you need to take in a little bit and you'll be all right. It's bullshit. Like I tell you, with all those different chemicals. Remember, this is one chemical they're talking about. This is only a few chemicals that you're actually taking in. Not even a scratch of the surface amount of chemical is going in your body daily. You eat every day, right? Okay. The amount of chemical that your body picking up every day is way, way more than this. So pay attention to what they're telling you right here. Over time, it's going to overload your body and then the damage start.
Listen. It may damage the urinary system, cause kidney stones.
You see what I say, people? I never miss. It goes for the organs. Remember, the kidneys are filter for the body. So is all of those organs that you have in. So therefore, all of them going to get damaged with those chemical, wicked, deadly chemical that they have on this side of the earth to turn this shit into hell.
Once kidney stones form, they can easily block the renal tubules, leading to kidney failure. In particularly severe cases, kidney stones can also induce bladder cancer. For infants and young children whose organs are not yet fully developed and relatively fragile, this should be taken seriously.
Take a look at again with these toys. A 9-year-old girl's vision was
And toys, people. A lot of people go sleep, man. What did I tell you about toys? It's bullshit, unnecessary bullshit. Part of what you use to brainwash your damn youth. You love the youth? Oh, I love you so much. You're my baby. But you're buying some toys. What the hell is the toys about? You're poisoning the youth subconscious. Why did you give the girl a little replica of the human being? Why? What is it about? Why you give them a baby to take care of when they are baby? Why you give them a baby doll? Why you give them a grown woman as a doll with long hair and high heels and them things? What is that about? Yes, you're fucking with the youth subconscious. So that's what toys is there for. It's a part of the brainwash to keep you dumbed down in a damn box in this side of the earth.
Completely damaged, with only 0.06 remaining. All because of a toy called crystal clay,
look at this,
which
right
is
here.
Essentially popular among children.
Oh, would it get popular amongst children? They're the one who advertise it, they push it and everything. Remember, they have different program for the youth. So when you turn the TV on or put on the social media because they say it's for kids, that's what they push on them. So that's why the youth gonna ask you to buy these. Do you understand that? Some of those commercials even tell you, ask your parents. You don't get it, people. This is how they do it. Remember, once they sell it to the youths, they actually sell it to you. Because the youth going to come and ask for it. And in most cases, you're probably just going to give it to them. You don't know the damage that it's going to do to them. You don't know the danger. You're just as dumb as the youth because you're the one who turned them on to those programming that put them on to these things.
It's fooled by its transparent appearance. It's actually a typical toxic toy,
toxic containing
large amounts of heavy metals and borax.
Why?
Borax, in particular, can cause poisoning.
And all of these things is in your food, people. All of these things. Oh, you think I know the names of them? Oh, you think I know the fluoride, borax, all of these things? Oh, you think I know them? The ingredients in your damn food, 100% in.
3 grams for adults. And is lethal.
Go back.
Borax, in particular, can cause poisoning with just 3 grams for adults. And is lethal with 15 grams. The 9-year-old girl from Wuhan played with this crystal clay without washing her hands, and as a result, borax got into her eyes, corroding her corneas. This caused severe damage to her left eye. So, toys like these must be kept far away from kids.
Chinese e-commerce platform.
Who is the toys for? You need, toys like this need to stay far away from the kids, but who is those toys made for? The same damn youths. Like I mentioned, people, the destruction is on. There is no going around it. You see them with it. I mean, sometimes they act like they have the solution or they're saying they have the solution. They don't. They're only going to add more things, more options for more destruction.
Such as AliExpress and Pinduoduo's overseas version,
everything
Temu,
sell,
have
people.
Seized a large
everything.
Market shares overseas with a low-price strategy. However, cheap goods pose significant safety hazards.
There you go.
Especially the quality problems of children's products have attracted widespread attention.
Okay,
from the...
so what you think going to happen now that they're exposed to the Temu? What you think they're selling? I already did a video on it and break it down and show you. People, the mass production, the deeper they go in the mass production, the more they have to poison you. Do you know that or not? Oh, they're giving you cheap things? Yes, it contains those deadly chemicals that are going to break your body down. As you could see them right here with the orange
National
all Freemasonry.
According to the Korea Times report on April 8th, the Chinese e-commerce platform AliExpress has a very high market share in South Korea. The Seoul Metropolitan Government recently inspected 31 children's and household items and found that 8 of them contained excessive amounts
there
of toxic
go,
substances.
You can't get away
Among
from
them,
it.
A children's leather bag contained 4 kinds of phthalates, exceeding the standard by 55.6 times.
Yes, because the standards for the poison is there. You just can't go over it. Yes, they want to feed you a little bit and a little bit. They don't want to give you too much, overdose you. You can point the finger on them. This is how they do it right here. Like I say, people, most of the things that we basically attach to is poisonous, period. I don't know what they can come and tell me now that can surprise me. I already know everything surround us. Toys that they give you, youths, all of these food, everything. You see them bringing something new, Ozempic, all of these new trends. Everything contains these deadly chemicals. Now they're showing you jewelry and all, everything, period. So remember, all of these things that made in China, they're going to tell you contains cancer in it. So there you go, people. Simple as some jewelry, what do you think make them? I already told you what they use to make golds. Any one of these supposedly precious metal they tell you about on Earth, it made by chemical. No chemical is good for the human beings. It does not matter what they tell you, it's the same chemical. The chemical that make these cardboard boxes, what's in it and all of it is poison. You see them bag some things up in plastic bag, the plastic itself is poison. What's in it is poison. What make these things is poison. You can't get around it, people. So yes, and now when they expose in China, in this new world time, they're going to show you all of these things that you basically attach to from China. Poisonous chemical in them. Don't worry about the Temu selling you cheap shit. All is to poison the masses. They're spreading their wings all over the world. Share this poison with everybody. That's the world government plan. Yes, that's why they call them Gen Z, the new generation. Because it's the end. Bam. Hold on, you people. Now, hold on here. Now, hold on. The reason why I'm going to put this clip in this video right here, I did a Patreon video yesterday and breaks it down just to show you about the Dubai flooding. And we talk about it that there was supposed to be cloud seeding the whole time to give those areas rain in Dubai. Remember, they tell you it's a desert type of area. Rain is foreign to them. Okay, and all of a sudden they get this big flood. And then they find out that, yes. Now, they're basically talking about it, I should say, that, yes, they normally do cloud seeding. They didn't do it this time when they get the flood. You believe them? Now, take a look at this right here. They're showing you right here in America where they do the cloud seeding. Remember, I already told you how you get heavy rain. The heavy rain is not natural, period. Oh, you think I know these things? You think they have to tell me? The heavy rain is not natural. Rains that wash you out, flooding, all of these things, hailstones, all these wind they call tornadoes and all of these things, spinning around, all of it is man-made. This is how they do it. Right here.
Scientists in California are secretively seeding clouds from a decommissioned aircraft carrier.
So they're secretly seeding clouds. Remember, I tell grown folks about seeding clouds, or cloud seeding. They're looking at me like I'm dumb. Yes, in these times, you not knowing, you're the one who dumb. Pay attention here. This is what they do to cause bad weather on the masses. You see a rocket launch? Remember, they can't go to the blue sky, no damn rocket. So what is the rocket launch for? Bad weather. They're showing you all these wonders in the sky. They have bad weather ready for you.
In hopes of reducing global warming.
Listen, people.
The method is known as marine cloud brightening.
So guess what, people? They're going to reduce global warming by cloud seeding to make it rain. Remember, part of the global warming that they tell you is actually rain. It flood out in some places. So it's global warming, climate change. Oh, a place of drought. Oh, climate change, too cold? Yeah, it's climate change, too hot? Same climate change. What's going on here, people? How could they do this to you and your bite? Listen.
Raises concerns about adverse weather manipulation. Mm-hmm. Well, here to explain is CO2 Coalition Executive Director, Gregory Wrightstone. Gregory, I guess it isn't secretive because it's been reported by the New York Times, LA Times, others.
Go back.
Secretive because it's been reported by the New York Times, LA Times.
There is no more secrets in the earth. Do you understand that they're going to reveal everything? Why? It's done. Didn't I tell you this or not? I tell you there is no more secrets. It's done. Why the secrets coming out? Why everything revealing? It's done. So now guess what you're seeing? The credits. You know when you see a movie finish and you see the credits roll? That's what's going on here. So now you're going to see the people properly get their respect or whatever they proper do far as what they're doing to you here. So yes, people, the cloud seeding is real. That's what they use to give you heavy rain, period. Listen.
Others in California. So what in the world is going on just outside of San Francisco in Alameda, California? Mm-hmm. Who are these scientists? Why are they so secretive about...
Who are these scientists and they're secretive? Why is they secretive? Because they're fucking with us. Why they secretive? Because the world got to be dumb. Why they secretive? They can't let you know that they're the one who killing you with disaster and call it climate change. What you can't understand?
What they're doing.
Well, they're secretive because, you know, when we do these things, we should look at the Hippocratic Oath. First do no harm. These things, we should look at the Hippocratic Oath. First Hippocratic do no harm. And, the physicians use, and we have no idea what the unintended consequences are of things like this. We know you can put stuff into the atmosphere.
A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that. Like I say, man, this earth, I know they explain how things work. I know it goes. I already know what they're doing. They can't explain that shit and I don't figure it out. They explain how the damn storm start. Okay, they explain how they're fucking doing it. Listen.
If you do that, it can block sunlight. And their argument is, well, let's put this stuff, the most common thing they do are sulfates. Particulate matter can be up there. But what are the consequences of this are potentially catastrophic.
Just tell the truth, man. They create the snow and every fucking thing. Tell the fucking truth. They're the one who create blizzard. They're the one who make it snow, people. What you can't understand, they're the one who make it snow. No snow is real. No snow is natural. That's some chemical shit. You're not getting it or what? All of it man-made right here in this devil earth.
Agriculture production's been breaking records year after year after year. And what do we need for agriculture? We need sunlight, water, and CO2. The more CO2, the better. Plus nitrogen fertilizer, which are made from fossil fuels.
You hear that, people? They're talking about fertilizer that made from fossil fuel. Remember, fertilizer is deadly chemical. So is the fluid, the fossil fuel that they tell you they get out of the ground from dead trees. Remember, they're going deep down in the ground, thousands and thousands of feet to find a pocket of oil just sitting there waiting for them to bust it. What a damn joke. What causes that supposedly packet of oil? Dead animals and dead trees. Animal bones, people. Thousands of feet in the ground. What kind of animals is that? You gonna tell us about the 66 million years ago? Dinosaurs was here and their bones, you know, rotten under the ground and become oil. Nobody that dumb to believe that. Okay, there is no tree that deep in the earth. No tree root go thousands of feet under the ground. Where you get dead trees from under the ground? Don't fuck with us here. We're not stupid. So yes, the fossil fluids is fucking chemical. Wicked chemical for the masses right here.
The things they're trying to do to forestall a non-existent climate crisis. They want to put this, it's called geoengineering, put things in the atmosphere.
That's what they do.
Block the sunlight. Can only harm agriculture. They're trying to...
They already done that, people. They block the sunlight already. It's a thin haze. Make it, and I suppose it be bright day and you look up in the sky. That's not the natural blue sky. You got a haze over it. So you understand they already doing this right here. They're working their brain on the masses right here.
Carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere, which can only harm agriculture.
Look what they're showing you, people. And don't worry about it. It's the same chemtrail jets that you see that leave the white line. It's nothing but chemical they're spraying in the air. What kind of chemical it is? Chemical that can cause some kind of precipitation. Yes, rain and all. When you see them spray that shit, it's for your weather, period. It control the weather, people. That's what they do. They control the weather, the temperature, the environment right here because you own your air. Do you understand that you can't be comfortable? This is how they do it. They pull you up, they drag you down, they drag you all over the place. So anyway, they're going to come with the solution and say, look, this is what it is. That's how they run this satanic part of the earth right here with us in it. And I already told you, cooking up destruction in hell is the name of the game. Yes, another Mag Bam Sunday. I'm gone.